This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So summer camp. It's time for summer camps.
Oh, that's right.
Kids are wrapping up school. Oh, that's right. We're not doing them.
Yes. No camp for you.
Not even later in the summer, you think?
I think they should, but I don't think they're
I don't know. That's
you
a tough.
Think so.
Yeah.
Who do you think camp is for, by the way?
Oh, parents, right?
Parents.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Yeah. Got to do something with the kids during summer.
Just before we went on the air, Steve was going, oh, the kids won't get all the outdoor activities. I'm like, that's not what camp is. Camp is, oh, my God, I don't want my kids here every damn day.
Yep.
But we've never sent our kids to camp ever. This
really?
Was going to be the first year Noah was going to go to a basketball camp.
Oh,
we wouldn't spend the night, but
still, it's a camp. It's a
I don't know if they haven't officially canceled it yet.
You
but
still paid for it, didn't you?
We haven't. Yeah. I don't even know if we we paid for flag football, and they wouldn't give us our money back.
Really?
Well, but I mean, the truth, they still made the jerseys and stuff.
Oh,
they offered us a credit, and they offered us a little bit of credit towards maybe next season.
Okay, I thought they just
they're not complete.
Nope, you don't get it back. Sorry,
but they are doing virtual camps, right? Is that happening?
No.
Virtual camps.
That's what I read a thing. I don't have it in front of me, but it was like,
you sit in your room in front of a computer, pretend you were all like rowing boats and stuff.
You put your two popsicle sticks together, make a God's eye. Rawr!
That's going to rock.
I used to love that.
Did you make God's eyes?
Yeah.
You were in camp.
Yeah. Oh, I was a camper.
Wait a minute. You grew up in L.A., right? Or California?
No, I grew up here.
I thought, you just went there for a while.
So after, when I was 18, I left.
You went to a Colorado camp?
Yes, and
where?
Up in the wilderness, in the mountains.
You
what?
Don't even remember where? Was it?
It was called like Ponderosa.
Estes Park is where most of them are. Estes Park, Allen's Park.
I thought I
like
was
up in that. I was. That's where my camp
were you
was.
Buy fudge. That's the part. That's the
sort
camp
of.
Before you
I went to the religious one.
Yeah, one year I had to go to a Catholic camp.
Mine was religious too.
Really?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I like begged my parents to go because my friend used to go with her church, and she would always come back and have the best stories. And I was like, that sounds so fun. I want to go stay in a cabin for a week.
What's the best
and
stories?
Do trust falls and like
trust
you know
falls. That was part.
Yeah, make God's eyes and like do crafts and stuff.
I remember that we would take some verb, it'd have to be from Ecclesiastes or whatever, and write it in calligraphy, and then you put hodgepodge over the top
to
seal it and make
that
it a thing.
Yes.
My mom in there, my parents' bedroom. I'm a man. She still has that stupid saying, and my God's eye.
Oh.
One frame. It's a terrible reminder.
She loves you.
But didn't you think camp was going to be something different?
No, dude, my camp was religious like yours, except it just we would go smoke cigarettes. We would hook up with the girls over here. You try and it just taught you how to go underground with your vices.
That's where you got your sneakiness from. Okay.
Right.
You legit got to do fun things at camp.
We had to create our own instances by sneaking away and defying authority.
Did you have to do this? Did you have to do like the nature walk with no shoes and stuff?
Oh, we had to learn about.
Yeah.
Come over here to the poison ivy, Steve.
Yes.
You know, the one thing that I remember is they took, the little needles off the pine and then removed the end and you can eat the little white part. That's not going to save you.
That was your safety thing?
That's the one I remember. It's like, you can eat these on the end of the needles.
I kind of vaguely remember. I was like,
I'm not going to survive off of that. What?
Right. And it was the same with a blade of grass, right? You could pull up on a blade of grass, and if you can get the little...
That white end.
If it doesn't break off, you eat the little white end. And if you eat 7,000 blades, you eat the entire pasture. So my camp, I didn't get to, like...
Oh, no, you conform to all the rules?
So I think at my religious camp, there were the ewes happening. I think there were people hooking up. And because everybody had this downtime where you could go do stuff.
Yep.
But on day one, somebody recognized me from band, one of the religious people.
Oh, you're trying to be cool. And you got, they called you.
Not cool. I got pulled in. It was like, they brought a 12 string. So then while everybody's out doing drugs and having sex, I'm practicing for the play at the end. I'm like, kumbaya.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.